Here in Petworth, I'm John Doman.
If Virginia legalizes marijuana, it may need to create a new state agency. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Wall Street is mixed now. The Dow is down 18, but the NASDAQ up 62, the S&P up 2.
WTOP at 12 noon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Steve Kathan. Big rollout for the new Biden administration's plan to battle the coronavirus. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells CBS this morning there's a lot to it.
The package was designed because those are the key components needed to address the crisis we're facing. Money for vaccine distributions, allowing Americans to apply for unemployment insurance for a longer period of time, money to reopen schools.
President Biden is taking more executive action today as part of the pandemic plan. States are crying out for additional COVID vaccine. In Florida, CBS's Manuel Bojorquez tells us it's clear some people are going where the vaccine is.
According to data from the State Department of Health, of the more than 1.1 million people vaccinated so far, more than 39,000 reside outside of Florida. Francis Suarez is the mayor of Miami, where the vaccine supply is already limited.
What we need to do is be able to verify people's addresses and make sure that they're someone from the community.
Well, the government says claims for jobless benefits fell a bit last week, but are still high at 900,000. CBS's Diane King Hall says the pandemic has also been taking a toll on those who have managed to keep their jobs.
The coronavirus triggered a record number of work absences in 2020. According to new analysis from USA Today, 1.5 million people a month called out sick last year. That is 45% more than normal over the past two decades.
Confirmation hearing in Washington today for President Biden's choice to head up the Transportation Department. Pete Buttigieg.
We need to build our economy back better than ever, and the Department of Transportation can play a central role in this by implementing President Biden's infrastructure vision, by creating millions of good-paying jobs.
It was a night of protests and violence in Portland, Oregon. Windows smashed, damage done at the city's Democratic headquarters. Others marched on ICE headquarters. There were arrests made. Some trouble in Seattle, too. Police spokeswoman Valerie Carson says windows were broken at a federal courthouse and other locations.
We've had multiple sites that have been vandalized, but once things start to get destructive and property starts being damaged, that is usually when we will step in and try and make arrests.
Well, staying in the Northwest, CBS's Jim Krasula on trouble for some popular marine species.
There's something fishy going on in the waters of the Pacific Northwest, and experts think they know why. A dire new report concludes that several salmon species in Washington state are on the brink of extinction because of climate change and loss of habitats.
Checking Wall Street right now, it's a split decision. The Dow is down 24 points. The NASDAQ is up 61 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com.
It's 12:03, and we welcome you to a nice Thursday here on January 21st. Sunny and 42 now as we get you to the low 50s. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Feinstein.
And I'm Mark Lewis with the top stories we're following this hour. The inauguration behind us now, but fences are still up and security remains tight in downtown Washington. You can still see National Guard troops securing the streets of the district. But by tomorrow, the city is hoping to have many things back to normal.
COVID and the storming of the Capitol prevented Washington from welcoming as many people to the inauguration as the city would have liked.
But we are proud that the event was executed as well as it was.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, John Falcicchio, says work began in the night and will continue through the day, dismantling steel fencing and removing concrete barriers.
We hope to have things back open in the Central Business District by Friday morning.
Crews are working from near the Capitol grounds east to west toward the White House. The National Mall will remain closed until Friday. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Some good news for commuters. Bridges heading into D.C. are open again today after being closed for the inauguration. The Theodore Roosevelt Bridge, Memorial, 14th Street, and 11th Street bridges are all open. The 3rd Street Tunnel is also open between the freeway and New York Avenue.
And we're learning that two metro stations downtown have reopened. Gallery Place and Union Station. Passengers will be able to enter, exit, and transfer stops within those stations now. 11 other stations are expected to remain closed until tomorrow. And you can refresh your memory of those at WTOP.com.
A couple has died in a fire this morning in Northwest D.C. Not clear what ignited the blaze.
Fire investigators have been going in and out of this home in the Petworth neighborhood all morning, trying to figure out what sparked a massive fire near the corner of 8th and Upshur Streets Northwest.
We did find two victims inside.
They were later identified as 91-year-old Lester Wilson and his wife, 87-year-old Rosa.
One was on the first floor, one was on the second floor.
Vito Maggiola is with DC Fire and EMS, which rushed the couple to the hospital, where they both were pronounced dead.
The whole rear of the house was engulfed.
Their daughter tells WTOP the couple was married for over 60 years and had lived in that home for decades. An adjoining row house also sustained so much damage, the couple who lives there have been displaced too. In Petworth, John Dome and WTOP News.
Now, the FBI is offering a larger reward for information on those who left pipe bombs in D.C. the day of the Capitol riot. The reward is now $75,000 for information in that case. The pipe bombs were found at the headquarters of the Republican National Committee and the Democratic headquarters. The bombs were reported at approximately 1 o'clock, around the same time that a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol.
A man's been arrested in a carjacking in Chevy Chase. 19-year-old Tyrese Jones of Oxon Hill is charged with assault and armed carjacking. Montgomery County police say he threatened a woman with a gun, hit her with it before taking her car last week from a gas station on Connecticut Avenue. Jones was arrested in a traffic stop, still driving the stolen car.
Stay with us. A check of traffic and weather on the way, and then...
Someone around here just got very rich. I'm Neil Augenstein.
1207.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Turn your used car into a life-changing opportunity for a person of differing abilities or injured veteran. Your donation helps provide job training and career placement for adults, inclusive summer camp experiences for children, and specialized healing retreats for injured veterans. Melwood will pick up your car, your donation is tax deductible, and you get to help build a better future for people in our community. You don't even have to be there for the pickup. Grab your title and call 877-MELWOOD. That's 877-MELWOOD or go to melwood.org.
Hear from Nikesh Arora, Chairman and CEO of Palo Alto Networks, on the global cybersecurity leader's continued commitment to supporting the U.S. government.
Our federal customers trust Palo Alto Networks, knowing that we have secured agencies for over a decade, with firewalls manufactured in the United States and secure leading supply chain practices. And as government agencies modernize, we're committed to working side by side to meet their needs, whether that's rapidly securing remote workers with our Prisma Access solution or allowing agencies to secure their data.